How to sound like an Asian female poet. Procedure. Have an actual Asian female poet silently mouth, take my face, take my voice, take my face, take my voice, throughout this entire audio recording. Are you a cis white male getting rejected over and over for the same shitty poem? Do you want the same shitty poem to be selected for the Best American Poetry Anthology? Look no further. Just adopt an Asian female voice. Asian female voices are wonderful to wear because they're tight, soft, yet exotic sounding. This sexy combination will leave your white cock pink and throbbing stiff. The more you hear it recite your boring Greek allusions in iambic pentameter, the harder your pee pipe will get. Also, their face skin mask, with its alluring alabaster glow, is closest in pigment to yours. No one will know it's you underneath because the Asian female is invisible. She's your delicate orchid, your quiet servant who bows her head in deference to your tiny pink cock before she sucks it silently, dutifully. Behold her chinky dark eyes. These black lakes offer a mirror reflecting your own infinite gaze of you looking at yourself. To begin, choose an Asian female name, maybe one that means golden soldier, but you wouldn't actually give a fuck about the meaning because Yonghee just sounds super weird with its silent W, since there's no easy phonetic translation for the original Korean. That will be your mask. To colonize her voice, stretch your vocal folds to the point of obvious straining while still allowing air to pass through, creating a breathy, high-pitched sex moan. Employ light articulatory contacts as the Asian female voice is obviously unassertive, always unsure of what she's saying, barely speaking, not meaning to interrupt your superior, white, patriarchal monologue about Western cultural supremacy. Example 1.
I want to suck your phony, disgusting penis in my tight, small mouth.
Example 2.
I want to grab your cock with the edge of my teeth, then bite hard down so your blood fills my oral cavity, pouring out the sides of my mouth like thick, slow waterfalls.
Example 3.
I wanted to spit out your flaccid, pathetic penis tip and shove it in your white male mouth and have you bleed to death before me, falling to your knees, asphyxiating from severed cock block.
Example 4.
May death and plague rain upon your trite Greco-Roman references that insidiously uphold the superiority of white cultural values. values of colonialism, rape, war, and destruction.
Example infinity. May all Asian female poets solidly declare, fucking stop fucking us over, you white male poets. We are not your quiet concubines. We are not your agreeable sushi waitresses. We are hungry for the blood of your severed heads. We want revenge. We are your nightmare beasts. We will feast upon your remains, then shit on your skeletons. We will smear our menstrual blood all over your fucking skulls. We will take our dicks and piss gasoline over whatever is left of you and your boring, overwrought, self-indulgent lines of poetry, and burn it all in a grand inferno of wrath and rapture. And when the blaze dies down and the smoke clears, we will be here as we always fucking were, you shithead bastard fuckers.